I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, musician Bob Dylan has had a big year, winning a Nobel Prize and all, and three local musicians who are fans are getting together to celebrate his birthday in a bigger way than usual.
Well, these are folk musicians Art Tebbets and Matt Borello, plus singer-songwriter Danielle Miraglia. And this is the seventh year they've put on a Bob Dylan birthday bash at Kituat Center for the Arts to mark Dylan's 76th birthday, which is actually on May 24th, plus that year where he won the Nobel Prize and also released a three-disc album. That trio is going to perform two shows of their concert for the first time. So they've got a matinee at 2 and then an evening show at 7:30, and both are on Saturday. The first set for the concerts are going to focus on Dylan's early acoustic material, especially his songs about social unrest and political protest. Then later in the show, they're going to focus on his more literary and poetic songs, which is presumably what he won that Nobel for.
One of the big social and fundraising events of the year takes place Saturday night in Hyannis. It's the Fagawi Charity Ball.
There are two weekends related to the Fagawi, and that starts at 7 o'clock Saturday with the 31st Annual Charity Ball. Then on Memorial Day weekend is going to be the big sailboat race to Nantucket, and that's what the ball was named for. Saturday's event is a huge fundraiser for local organizations, and it's going to happen at the Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis. There's going to be dancing to two bands, food samples from 14 local restaurants for what they call a Taste of Cape Cod. There's going to be a silent auction of more than 100 items, drawings for prizes, and the Fagawi Charity Casino. The dress is evening attire and black tie, and guests have to be 21 or older.
The work of longtime local artist Elizabeth Mumford is being celebrated with an exhibit at the Cahoon Museum of American Art in Kituat. And this week, there are two events for people to learn more about her work and the artist herself.
Well, this exhibit includes close to 70 folk art style oil paintings and watercolors that Elizabeth has created over the past three decades. And that whole exhibit is going to be on view through June 25th at the Cahoon. But this week, she's going to give a talk at 11 a.m. on Friday about the influences on her work and how she uses old photos, family documents, and memoirs to capture some of the details in what are really nostalgic paintings. Then next Tuesday at 4:30 is going to be one of those wine and paint nights. And so you get to do that with Elizabeth Mumford teaching techniques of watercolor painting. And a portion of the proceeds from that night are going to benefit cancer care at Massachusetts General Hospital.
And looking ahead, on Monday, the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum opens a new exhibit to commemorate what would have been the former president's 100th birthday. The exhibit is called JFK at 100, Life and Legacy.
There is a lot going on this year related to that 100th birthday, which actually happens on May 29th. And this exhibit at the museum is a centerpiece of the local events, and it's designed to be an inspirational journey through Kennedy's life. The exhibit's going to highlight different periods and accomplishments from his lifetime, with a particular focus on the influence that Hyannisport and Cape Cod had on him professionally and personally, as well as it's had on his family members. The museum says there's going to be a lot of photos and memorabilia there that are rarely seen, plus a lot of information on Kennedy's legacy in his family and in America, from the space travel to the Cape Cod National Seashore.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.